Now, as it is Halloween, our next guest on the show is no stranger to Northside today. It's Bren Murphy from Under Your Bed Horror podcast. Bren, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy Halloween.
And a very happy Halloween to you too, Bren. Now, the movies that you selected for us this year, they're not the kind of mainstream kind of horror kind of classic movies that we'd expect. They're quite left field, and a few movies as well that may have gone unnoticed over the years, but all will provide plenty of chills and thrills, I would take, Bren. Can you start us off?
Yeah, it's a real interesting one. It's just before we get into this, my thinking was that everyone has the old classics they pull out, Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, stuff like that that we've all seen tons of times. So I decided to go for a few kind of left field selections, as it was. Trick or Treat, I just it has a real Halloween-y feel to it. You know, that white picket Americana suburban feel, and it just captures that really nice, the very much American feeling of Halloween. It's an anthology film that was actually made in 2007, but it didn't get a release until 2 years later. It's all set in this little town, all on Halloween night, where all these kind of like different stories which intersect. We have a story about a school principal who's poisoning his students with the candy he's giving out. There's this very innocent girl getting ready for her first big party, played by Anna Paquin, and it's a mad party in the middle of the woods, and you're not sure what's going on, and there's a big twist there. I don't want to give it away. You have another one where all these kids are going down to this quarry where there was this school bus massacre a few years ago, and the dead have risen, and they go after that. And it sounds very simple when I'm saying it, but all the stories, they kind of interlock. We have this kind of like the main character walking through it is called Sam. And he's like this, seems to be a little kid who's wearing like a burlap sack over his head. And he turns up every time someone disrespects the traditions of Halloween. So in the opening section, we have a woman blowing out the jack-o'-lantern too early, and she gets butchered by Sam. And he pops up throughout the night. Sometimes it's not even in chronological order, which is nice. It's kind of like the Pulp Fiction of Halloween films almost, where different characters pop up in a different storyline. So it's a really fun film that not enough people saw. It never got a release here in theaters, but well worth checking out.
Now, our next movie is Trick or Treat, and it's got actually really impressive cast. I've seen Brian Cox there. A lot of people will know him from the kind of Bourne franchise, and Dylan Baker as well, who I've kind of really enjoyed in The Good Wife, which was on the TV there recently. And this is a pretty strong cast, and kind of another one that I've kind of missed. It's just another one that's gone under the radar.
Yeah, he's in Bourne films. He's in X-Men 2. He was the first man to play Hannibal Lecter in Manhunter. Great career.
And it's a really strong supporting cast as well.
Yeah, really strong cast. A few smaller names people might not know, like Dylan Baker. If anyone's ever seen a very disturbing film called Happiness, they might know Dylan Baker. He pops up in the Sam Raimi Spider-Man films as well. He plays the principal.
Yeah, I was wondering where I had recognised Dylan Baker from. It was the Todd Solondz movie Happiness, which we won't talk about today.
Yeah, the Todd Solondz film Happiness. Yeah, Dylan Baker plays a fairly nasty character into it, but I won't get into what he does. But he's an incredible actor, though.
Now, your next choice, Bren, is House of the Devil. This is, I'm afraid, another movie that I've missed, but that's great. We're always keen on seeing new movies here on Near FM.
House of the Devil. It's again pretty recent. I think it was around 2009 it came out. It was directed by Ty West. Now, you wouldn't actually know it came out in 2009 because the film completely mimics the style of like late 70s, early 80s films, down to everything, the music, the clothes. It looks perfect. If you put it on, you could very easily fool someone in, so they're watching a film that's like 30 years old. But it is recent, and it really dials into that era of horror films such as The Entity or Rosemary's Baby or stuff like that, where you have a very simple setup. It's this girl who's hard up for cash, and she takes this babysitting job. And she goes out to this big house in the middle of nowhere. And she gets there and she's told that the babysitting job isn't actually babysitting a child. It's babysitting this man's mother who's up in the top room in the house. And she's like, oh, okay, this is a little bit strange. And he's like, she won't be any trouble and all that. And he ups, you know, the cash. And she goes for it. And it's a real slow burner. You find out it's happening on an eclipse. And there's some hints at, obviously, the title hints at devil worship on the eclipse. And it's a reveal that they have more in store for her other than just a babysitting job. Really slow burning, but nerve-wracking film. I had me in bits watching it, to be honest. But highly recommended.
Now, our next choice, Bryn, is Monster House, which I've actually seen with my nephews and we just couldn't stop laughing. This was so much fun. The lads loved it. And it's got a great cast as well, like Steve Buscemi, if that's correct, Buscemi, as Nebercracker, and Maggie Gyllenhaal as well. And there's some fantastic voices, and it really is a great treat.
Yeah, it's actually, this is their recent dispatches. This is the oldest one from 2006. It's produced by Robert Zemeckis, so it has that kind of feel. It has a kind of an 80s feel to it, I feel. It kind of reminds me of The Goonies, but it's actually a completely animated film, all done by motion capture. They got real kids and they put them in those suits like you might have seen on the behind-the-scenes stuff or Avatar. And it's the story, it's set on Halloween, story of these kids who discover that the house across the road from them is a monster house. I won't go into why it's a monster house or anything like that, but it has that kind of just a nice level of this is kind of strangely scary for a kids film, but it's not too scary. It's has a happy ending and all that, but it just pushes the envelope for animated horrors. Not that there is many animated horrors, but it's very enjoyable, really funny. The kids in it are really natural. You can tell that they didn't just get some 40-year-old lady to do a 12-year-old boy's voice, which they do a lot on animated stuff. They're actual kids of that age, and they're essentially playing themselves. And you can see that everything about it is their whole movements were captured, obviously, and it has this real natural feel to it. It's a really lovely film, and I don't even have kids, and I watch it now and again. It's also it's written by Dan Harmon, who wrote one of my favourite TV shows, Community, and a show that has a really witty script. Really lovely film.
Now, our next choice is Drag Me to Hell. And when you sent across the selection of movies, Bryn, this one stood out for me because it scared the absolute life out of me. The absolute idea of just being tormented by a demon even before you're dragged to hell. It's just terrifying. And it's perfect for Halloween. It's a real thriller, a real horror. And it's one I absolutely adore.
Drag Me to Hell, yeah. Fans of the Evil Dead films have probably already seen Drag Me to Hell. Disgracefully, it didn't do too well in the cinema, but I love it. It's a complete throwback to that that crazy kinetic feel that Sam Raimi pretty much perfected with the first two Evil Dead films. Not so much with Army of Darkness, which is still a lot of fun, but it's one of those films where you don't know what the camera's going to do next. It flies around and it goes up in this corner room and smashes into someone's face. Just that Sam Raimi feel that people are familiar with if they watch like the first two Spider-Man films and obviously Darkman, which he also directed, or Quick and the Dead. So yeah, great little story. It's about this lady who works in a bank. So I don't know why we're supposed to feel sorry for her in this situation. But yeah, she's made a tough decision to get a promotion, and pretty much doesn't give this old lady called Sylvia Ganush a extension on her mortgage repayment. And Sylvia puts what seems to be like kind of like an old gypsy curse on her. She's pretty much told that she's going to be dragged to hell in a certain amount of days. For the rest of the film, she's tormented by visions of the lady, even though she ends up dying. And it gets crazy about all the thing she has to do to get rid of this curse. It goes as far as she ends up having to kill her own cat, which is really disturbing. In typical Raimi style, if anyone's a fan of particularly Evil Dead 2, it has a lot of comedy as well. It's it really puts the leading star through a lot, but it has this really kind of twisted sense of humour at the back of it. There's a scene that has a top and go in it. I'll just say that. You know, it's but it still works as a kind of like a ghost train type film. You know, it's lots of jumps and scares, and you're constantly on the edge of your seat. Really fun horror.
Now, our last movie is I Sell the Dead, and one of the main characters that jumps out at me straight away is Ron Perlman. Now, our listeners might remember him from the Hellboy movies and The City of Lost Children as well, which is a fantastic movie. And this one has gone really under the radar. Has it got a release on this side of the world, or...?
No, not many people have. It was at the Dublin Film Festival a few years ago. I really enjoyed it since then, but it never had a proper release. You can pick it up on DVD, obviously, but for some reason it never got picked up for a theatrical run over here. I really liked it. It's an American film, but it's written and directed by a man called Glenn McQuaid. Glenn's an Irish director who's very much into his horror. He's got sections in the first VHS film, if anyone's ever seen that. It's another horror anthology film. This one is... It's hard to tell where it's even set. I think it's meant to be kind of like somewhere in New York or somewhere, but the accents are all over the place. You've got Americans and British and Irish people all in this weird little, very gothic little town. Pretty much they're all competing grave robbers, and we're introduced to this character played by Dominic Monaghan, and as he tells his story working as a grave robber and how twisted it gets. It almost, again, works like an anthology film. There's all these different little stories he tells to Ron Perlman. It's all told through flashbacks. Has a lot of comedy as well, and a few scares. I wouldn't say it's a out-and-out horror, but it has that very gothic, dark, twisted little feel to it. I really enjoy it.
Friend, that was a wonderful selection of movies, and just a quick recap for some of the new Halloween classics chosen by Bren Murphy from Under Your Bed Horror Cast. It was Trick or Treat, House of the Devil, Monster House, Drag Me to Hell and I Sell the Dead. Bren, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you. Cheers.
And if you'd like to find out more information about Bren Murphy, I would suggest by going to underyourbed.org. It's a wonderful site for all things horror, and Bren interviews people who are just fans of horror and also people working within the film industry as well. And it's a great site for anyone interested in horror.